This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb's audio news service. Today, we're speaking with Frank Argenziano, Director of Aviation Safety for the University of North Dakota. Welcome to the broadcast, Frank. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Of course, everyone knows UND has an extensive aviation program. We see the graduates just about everywhere we go, but not everyone knows that the university also has a specialist accident investigator training program. Before we get into the specifics of that, Frank, let me jump right into the middle of this. What kind of person makes the ideal aircraft accident investigator, if there is such a thing?
Well, I don't know that there is such a thing per se, but certain qualities obviously are important. Probably one of the biggest things is that when you are investigating an accident, that you walk into this with an open mind, staying away from preconceived notions about what may have happened or what may not have happened. Obviously, these are things that you don't know until after you've completed your investigation. So being able to walk into an investigation with an open mind, obviously being very knowledgeable about your specific area of that you're going to be dealing with, being an expert in that area, whether it be in maintenance groups or operations group or whatever the case, and type-specific airplanes. So those are two really important factors, I believe.
Let's focus here on small aircraft accident investigation for a moment. When the investigator arrives at the site, and let's think about a tin-kicker type investigator, what's the first thing he or she needs to do?
Well, obviously, they're concerned about security on the site. The last thing you want is someone coming into a site, whether it be just out of curiosity or it be because you're trying to assist in trolling the area or helping the accident victims or whatever the case might be. You don't want to muddy the site, so to speak, any more than is necessary. You want to keep it in a condition where you can conduct an investigation and get the information that you need. And that's probably the very first thing that accident investigator is going to want to do when he arrives there.
It's a little bit like securing a crime scene by the sounds of it.
It is. It's quite a bit like that. And quite frankly, by the time the accident investigator gets there, typically your local law enforcement people have already done that. Most law enforcement agencies know what the basic requirements are for an accident investigation scene, and you're right, it is much like a crime investigation scene.
Okay, so we know a little bit about the type of person who might do this and what they do. Tell us how the UND course trains up these folks. How's it structured? How do you get into it? What does it cost? So forth.
Okay, the course itself is run in conjunction with the Airline Pilots Association, ALPA, and the course itself is modeled quite frankly, it's exact same format as would be conducted by an NTSB investigation team. There are six groups involved, an operations group or operations module, and basically that deals with basically gathering all the flights relating to the history of the flight, training of the flight crew, dispatch personnel, reviewing company procedures, that type of thing. Maintenance records group, and again, these individuals, the people that will be on that group, will review any of the maintenance history on the aircraft. And air traffic control, another group that typically specializes in air traffic control will look at any of the air traffic control aspects of the accident itself, during which phase this accident occurred at, whether it was during approach or departure, whatever. They'll listen to transcripts, review radar historical information. There's also a structures group. And again, you typically want people on the group that have a background of knowledge in these particular areas.
So who are typically the people who attend these? I imagine pilots, mechanics, air traffic control people, that sort of thing?
That's correct, and we open it up to basically anyone that wants to get insight into the accident investigation process itself, but typically you're going to have people in the course that will have a vested interest in that. In other words, you may have a maintenance person that wants to know more about the maintenance background on an investigation. We have several people that come from airports, airport operations people that take part in this. And obviously we have pilots. And in this particular case, we have a lot of the airline pilots that are members of ALPA take part in the course.
And how long does the course take?
The course is 2.5 days, and basically they're 2.5 long days. We usually start about 7 in the morning, and we'll go until about 7 to 8 o'clock at night. The course itself is broke up into, as I mentioned, there's six modules or six groups in the course, and each day we'll have a group of people go through those six, and then they'll switch, and the second day they'll be in the other. I should say they'll go through three, and then the second day they switch, and then they'll go through the other three courses.
And what does the course cost to take?
The course is around about $850 per person, and that course, and obviously they can register for the course through the UND Aerospace Foundation.
And do you have a website for that?
Yeah, we do. If you go to www.aero.und.edu. And then there's a block in there that you click on, and it will bring you to the accident investigation course.
Frank, thanks very much for being with us today and for explaining UND's program. We've been speaking with Frank Argenziano, Assistant Director of Aviation Safety for the University of North Dakota. For more on UND's program, again, the URL is www.aero.und.edu. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb's Audio News Service. Thanks for listening.